Chapter 7. More Questions About Morris. Several days later, Dr. Sloper told Mrs. Almond that he had met Morris.
"He's very handsome, but he's not a gentleman, although he pretends to be," Dr. Sloper said. "He's also got a very high opinion of himself."
"How can you know all that from meeting him just once?" asked Mrs. Almond.
"In my profession, I have to observe people closely and learn a lot about them in a very short time. I tell you, Elizabeth, I'm right about this young man."
"Maybe you are, Austin," said his sister. "But Catherine might not see that."
"Then I'll give her a pair of glasses," said Dr. Sloper.
Morris continued to visit Catherine, but only when her father was not at home. Catherine was very happy, and every time Morris left, she thought about how he had looked, the sound of his voice, and what he had said. Although Catherine never mentioned Morris to her father, Dr. Sloper suspected that he was visiting her. One day, Dr. Sloper surprised Mrs. Pennyman by asking,
"Lavinia, why haven't you told me that Mr. Townsend has been coming to the house?"
Mrs. Pennyman thought for a moment and then answered sweetly, "I assumed Catherine would have mentioned it to you. Yes, he's been visiting her. Catherine hasn't told me very much either, Austin, but I like Mr. Townsend. He's told me a great deal about himself, his whole history, in fact. I'm sure he would also tell you if he thought you would listen kindly."
"I'll be very kind when I ask him not to visit Catherine any more," the doctor said sarcastically.
"I don't think Catherine would like that," Mrs. Pennyman said, shaking her head slowly.
"Has she told you that she loves him?" asked the doctor.
Mrs. Pennyman looked down at the carpet and replied, "As I said, Austin, she doesn't talk to me about Mr. Townsend, but I can see that she's happy."
"Does Mr. Townsend want to marry her?"
Dr. Sloper asked. Mrs. Pennyman raised her eyes and looked at her brother. "I believe that he's very interested in her," she said.
"Our sister, Elizabeth, told me that he lives with his sister and doesn't work," Dr. Sloper said sharply.
"That's true, but he's looking for a job," Mrs. Pennyman said quietly. "He hopes to find one soon."
"I'll tell you where he's looking for a job," exclaimed Dr. Sloper angrily. "Here in Washington Square, in this house. He wants to be the husband of a weak woman with a lot of money. That's the job he wants."
Mrs. Pennyman stared at her brother. "My dear Austin," she said coldly, "if you think Catherine is weak, you're very mistaken." Then she stood up and walked out of the room. The following Sunday, the family went to visit the Almonds, as they did every week. Shortly after they arrived, Dr. Sloper and Mr. Almond went into the study to discuss some business. When they joined the guests, Dr. Sloper saw that Morris had arrived and was sitting next to Catherine on a small sofa. The room was crowded with family and friends, talking and laughing, so Morris and Catherine could sit and talk without attracting too much attention. Soon Catherine realized that her father was watching them, and she lowered her eyes. She seemed to know that her father didn't approve of Morris, although he had not yet told her so. Dr. Sloper almost felt sorry for her when he saw how embarrassed she looked.
"It must be very nice for Catherine to have such a handsome young man court her," he thought. "Maybe I formed an opinion of him too quickly. I'll give him a second chance."
Later, when he saw that Morris was alone, Dr. Sloper joined him.
"I heard that you're looking for a job," the doctor said.
"Yes, I am," answered Morris,
"but I've got very few skills." "Don't be so modest," said the doctor. "From what I know of you, you are very intelligent."
"So you don't think I should give up hope, then?" Morris asked, looking at Dr. Sloper. Understanding that the question referred to Catherine as much as to a job, Dr. Sloper answered carefully,
"No intelligent young man should give up hope, because if he doesn't succeed in one thing, he can try something else."
Morris looked down at his feet, and the doctor knew that his words had been understood. He continued in a friendlier tone of voice,
"I sometimes hear about job opportunities, but some of them are in other cities. Would you consider leaving New York for a good job somewhere else?
No, I wouldn't, Morris said. I've got responsibilities here. My sister is a widow, and she depends on me to teach her children.
That's good of you, but it's not a career, said Dr. Sloper with a cold smile. If I hear of anything suitable, I'll let you know.
With these words, Dr. Sloper walked away. Worried by Dr. Sloper's attitude towards him, Morris went to Catherine and asked her quietly, Will you meet me in the public garden in the square tomorrow? I've got something important to tell you. Catherine was surprised at the request. Young women of her social circle didn't meet young men alone in public gardens. You can visit me at home as usual, she replied. Morris shook his head. No, I can't. Your father insulted me tonight. He laughed at me for not having a job, so I'm sure you can understand why I don't want to come to his house. You probably misunderstood him. I'm sure he meant to be kind, Catherine said. But even if you're right, it's my house, too, and I insist that we meet there and not in the square. I don't care if my father sees us. Morris said goodbye and left. He was satisfied because he had got what he wanted. Catherine had proved that she didn't care if her father saw them together.